Hi, and welcome to the QuitCast for Writers. This is the show that helps you know what to quit, what to keep, and what to question. My name is Becca Syme, and I am a success coach for authors with thousands of hours in coaching some of the most successful people in this industry. My goal in this podcast is to help you understand why you're not having success if you aren't, and how to double down on the success you're already having. Anyone can tell you what worked for them, and they can say it might not work for you, but they can't tell you why. I can tell you why. Welcome to the QuitCast.
Today, we are going to do a primer on energy pennies. It's something that we've talked about a few times in the past. We actually did a video about energy pennies and the relationship to spoon theory in the burnout series. So I'm going to link that as well. But today I'm going to talk specifically about energy pennies and why I think it's so important for us to focus on this. Because we are often not conscious of the ways in which we spend our energy. And I've said this before, discussion of energy pennies is decades old. And I have been thinking about this in terms of in and out, right? So the metaphor of money is pretty important to me when it comes to how energy pennies function for us. So my goal today is to talk a little bit about the theory of pennies and then to talk about how to figure out what costs me the most and what is the most beneficial for me. I also want to talk just a little bit later about a couple of burnout things as it relates to energy pennies, but I'm definitely not going to be talking a lot about burnout today, because I think that energy pennies are equally as important to talk about, regardless of whether you are in burnout or writer's block or anything, right? So let's talk about this. So if you think about energy as currency, and that I make a certain amount of energy by, let's say, sleeping or eating good food or something like that. And I make a certain amount of energy when I do energy penny producing activities, and then I have a certain amount to spend. And the key for me is that usually in most days, I don't spend all the pennies that I have made. And so I have this bank that becomes my receptacle of where all that energy goes. And it's almost like I have the ability to draw on that over longer periods of time when I really want to do something that requires more energy than I would normally use. And it's like I have a certain store of energy to get through that. And what happens in burnout, right, is when I reach the end of the store. And we've talked about that in several other videos, and I'll link that. But energy is not endless. And when you run out of it, you have to, or when you are running low on it, you have to be willing to do things that produce energy. And a lot of us get into these positions where I've been running hot and hard, and I think I don't have time to make energy. And I will say, if you have time to do the work, then you have to make the time to make the energy pennies, because if you don't, you are going to burn out, right? So those of us who are like, well, I can't just stop and watch Netflix documentaries endlessly. And I would say, right, but you're making the threshold too high. We don't want you to watch an endless amount of Netflix documentaries, or we don't want you to do an endless amount of whatever the penny producing thing is for you. But what we do want you to do is to do at least a little bit of it, right? Like at least read some of a fiction book, at least watch some of a documentary. And I think some of us are afraid, and this fear in and of itself should be an indicator that you are getting low on pennies, is that we feel like if I allow myself to do a little bit of it, I'm going to need to do all of it. That is evidence that you are teetering on the edge of burning out the bottom of your bank, of your penny bank. And so when we do an activity and it costs us a currency amount of energy, right? And I use penny because I think that I want to reduce it to the smallest common denominator. When I do a very small thing, like I made coffee right? And so when I went and made coffee, I had a certain number of energy pennies that it took me to do that. And because of how I feel about coffee, it also gave me some energy pennies. And then additionally, because caffeine actually energizes me, then the coffee energized me. And so I get all of these different types of energy pennies from a particular activity. But I'm also spending some pennies to make that happen. And I'm spending pennies to make everything happen. I'm spending pennies to talk to you right now. I'm spending pennies to have to navigate between getting notifications while I'm in the middle of recording and thinking about whether or not I'm going to answer that text. So just as an example, while I'm recording this, I just got a blast of 4 text messages that came through from somebody that I like, and I want to answer their text messages. And I had to stop and decide whether or not I was going to answer those text messages. And that cost me energy that if I'm, let's say, as a StrengthsFinder theme, let's say I have high focus, that means that the amount of energy that I just took away from myself to think about that derailed me away from my focus for the time being. And this is why I encourage high focus people, don't have your notifications on, don't have your email inbox open. Like, don't do all of these things that are going to pull you away when you need to have the blinders on, right? Because when you have a strength that is pushing you in a direction, like high focus pushes you to have those blinders on, then you end up spending energy pennies every time you do this, pull the blinders off. Let me just answer that text message really quick, et cetera. And then all of a sudden I pulled my blinders off and now I have to spend all these pennies getting my blinders to lock back on because I have to actively choose to ignore something. So now it doesn't help that I'm data responsive, right? Which means that if I see something, I want to respond to it. Or if I see a problem, I want to activate it and fix it right now. Let's activate our thing. Or if I see something come up, I get interested. My input is curious. Now I'm like, ooh, I need to go do that. And the dangerous part of some of these distractions is that they actually feed a little bit of our energy, right? So when I saw that text message come up, I thought, oh, I like that person. They're a friend of mine. My woo immediately was like, ooh, I'll get pennies from like talking to them. And so it made me want to stop and pause and come back. But I know myself that if I stop and pause, it's going to take me so many pennies to get back in the headspace to be able to do this, that I'm going to be losing more than I'm gaining by completing a task, right? Because I have higher achiever. And so when I complete tasks, that gives me pennies. And every time I do something like batch content for the podcast, for the quick cast, or if I get a whole bunch of written content done, I get pennies from just finishing all of that stuff, even though it also costs me pennies to execute it, right? But I'm doing something where I feel like, at least from my analysis, that my cost benefit is almost equal because the amount of energy it takes me, I'm getting back by finishing something. But in the case of the notifications, there is no benefit for me to see those notifications, because if I wait an hour or 2 hours to see the notifications, that person is going to be equally as interested in hearing my opinion about the question that they had as they would have been an hour ago, right? Or this minute. And so I have to spend energy pennies thinking about whether I'm going to do that or not. And this is part of why I encourage people, if you are data responsive, if you are high focus, if you are high input, like keep your notifications off, close your email, turn your phone over. Don't connect your phone and your computer together, just so that you can keep yourself from having to spend pennies when you shouldn't need to spend pennies. And I do feel like this is a fairly important thing to talk about, because so many of us will write off those small decisions because they feel really little. Well, it's not that big of a deal if I just go to Facebook really quick. Well, it's not that big of a deal if I just quickly open my email. And we talk ourselves into doing these things that feel like they're one penny decisions. And then they end up costing us pennies and pennies and pennies of time or intention or attention or empathy or emotion. And then additionally, it takes us all of this time to get back into where I was before and where I could have just allowed myself to stay in the tunnel and not be distracted and then been fine. Right. So where we have this estimation of how small it's going to be, it's not a big deal, Becca. I promise I can get back to it. I can get back to it. So if you do nothing else as a result of this, I want you to just think about over the last several days, how many times you have been frustrated that an activity that you thought was going to take you 2 seconds actually took you forever, took you hours to do, right? Because you would get distracted or because something else would come up, because someone would want to talk to you about something, and then you would end up not getting work done. Would it be a better trade-off to not do those things that are spending the pennies in the first place and talk yourself out of the estimation of it's only going to take me a second, real quick as a lie? Tell yourself that when you have the real quick thought, so that instead you have this ability to conserve your pennies better, right? Especially those of us who are in high activity periods, like we really want to be as cautious as we can about where we allow our pennies to get spent, because we need them. And sometimes we need them for producing other pennies. So again, I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, because I just get so excited in talking about pennies, but let me talk about why I make them in very small increments for a second. Because a penny spent means a penny that I don't have to spend anymore. And so even though it seems like a very small penny, if I add up all of the pennies that I spend throughout the day, just throwing a penny here and throwing a penny there and throwing a penny here, then I realized that over the course of the day, I've spent so much more money than I thought I did. We used to do an exercise with clients, and occasionally I will still do this, where I tell them to assign a very small like amount, like a nickel or dime or something like that, to certain activities. And then I want them to count how many times they do that throughout the day. Like just put a little tick mark on a piece of paper every time they realize that they've done that thing. There also was an app, and I think it's still around, but it's called Tomates, T-O-M-A-T-E-S, Tomates. And it has a little timer embedded into the app so that when you turn it on and you've started the app, it starts to track when you click over into these thieves, they call them thieves, where I might go on a loop, for instance, go from Amazon to ScribeCount to BookFunnel to my website to Facebook to Twitter to Instagram, right? And then back to YouTube to Twitter to Facebook to Instagram, and then go back to my manuscript for some time and then go back through the loop again, then go back to the manuscript for 5 minutes and then go back. And we used to have people track their time doing that when we were first starting off in the productivity space, because it was so important for us to be able to see how many times I go back and don't realize it, how much of my time gets thieved away from me without realizing it, because I'm not conscious sometimes I'm making those really tiny choices. And when we used to produce these graphic readouts, right? It'd be like the manuscript would be on the bottom, then all the different thieves would be on the top, and you would see like 5 minutes and then loop, 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 loop to all these thieves of your time. And then you go back to the manuscript for 10 minutes, but there would be an hour in between those 2 5-minutes and 10 minutes, right? Because I would just get caught in this loop and not realize that I was doing it. So the reason that the increments of the pennies are so small is to recognize that when I make some of these decisions, they are very, very little decisions, but sometimes they can have a huge impact. So if I decide to just really quick reach for my phone when I roll out of bed in the morning, I might think, oh, it's not a big deal. I'm just, you know, spending 3 minutes or 2 minutes, or Becca, it's only 5 minutes. But what I don't look at is then how every 10 minutes now, or every 5 or 15 minutes, I feel like I have to go back to my phone because I have started into the loop of the loop of the loop, right? And so sometimes it costs me so many more pennies than I think it does. And this is what we were trying to get at in terms of the different metals that the material that the pennies could buy, right? Where it'd be like, Gold was the most expensive, right? So that was like the super creative energy. And then you would have like, you know, how many different types of energy would it take up? Emotional, intellectual, relational, spiritual, physical, and creative. And if you had something that would take up all six of those types, it would be a more expensive activity. And so you could only really do it if you had energy pennies left in all of those different arenas, again, emotional, intellectual, relational, spiritual, physical, and creative. And on some level, intellectual and creative are always linked to each other, just from a, again, from a energy perspective. But if you have this consciousness of the fact that I need to save my pennies for these things that really matter, then all of a sudden I can be smarter about how I make decisions going through my day. Like the whole concept of not my circus, not my monkeys. And I know that's a very reductive way to say that, but I need for myself when I was going through this initially in trying to evaluate how my pennies were being utilized, I realized that as soon as I got locked into something on social media and I started to care about that discussion, then all of a sudden I was in this spiral of this feels like it's my circus and I need to do something about this. And then I would keep cycling back to it throughout the day and cycling back to it. When in reality, what I needed to do was to never enter the spiral in the first place. And we have some people who are struggling with this consistently. And I remember I put up a post on Facebook not a couple of weeks ago. I think you can probably still find it on my page. And I said, if you would try anything to get faster, just try not going on social media. Like that's the only thing, because the biggest suck of pennies is the way that we get distracted and don't realize what we're doing. And then it causes us to feel unproductive and unsuccessful because we keep meaning to do this thing, but then we don't. And so we get distracted and we keep meaning to come back and do it and we don't. And then we keep meaning to do it, right? And so we start to feel really unsuccessful because it isn't even about, we're not worshiping productivity here. I don't think the productivity is the best thing that you could ever have. But when you have a desire or a goal to be successful in something that you want to accomplish, and there is always something getting in the way of it because of a decision that I make very early in the day, then Becca says, let's go back and not make that decision and see if it changes anything, because it's causing a drain in your energy pennies that you're not even aware is happening. And this is the other piece about energy pennies that I think is so important to understand, is the fact that a drain happens, right? Like when I think about Scrooge McDuck and the big, like, you know, penny or gold or whatever it was that was in there, the big vault that he had, right? I always think of something being made out of a piece of metal like that, and that I could poke a knife into the side and the pennies would just come like pouring out like that. Sometimes we have drains in our vault in the bank that holds all of our energy, our leftover energy that we keep saving so that we'll be able to spend it when we need it. And then the pennies start to leak out and we don't even know that it's happening because we're not actively doing it. But there are so many strengths that can have these leaks. And one of them is if you have achiever, focus, responsibility, deliberative, restorative, and then in the strategic thinking domains, high strategic, high futuristic, and then high maximizer, high competition, right? So some of those influencing strengths where it matters to you that you make progress, that you move forward, that you do the best you can do. And then you're constantly having these drains that just take up all of your energy. And then you don't have the energy left to do what you really want to do. That in and of itself is a drain on your energy that needs to get addressed, because too often, the reason that we don't have the energy to do what we need is that there are drains. Somebody has poked a knife in the side of our vault or of our bank, and the energy pennies are just leaking out and we're not even aware that we are losing them because it's not something that we intentionally did. I didn't poke the hole, right? Someone else did. Or like if you, for instance, if you're high in significance, you're high in communication or woo, and there's a problem in the audience somehow with like, I'm not, this release email I sent out didn't get the attention that I wanted it to have. This post that I put up isn't getting enough comments. My tweet isn't getting liked enough, right? Like my energy drain, I poke a hole in the side of that vault by doing that, by putting those tweets up or putting that post out or putting the release up. And I don't intend to do this, but because I have those very audience conscious strengths, and for whatever reason, it's not getting the traction that I wanted to have. And now my energy is draining. And too much of that is going to cause me to not have the energy left over to do that creative, intellectual, emotional, relational, spiritual, you know, big gold level activity that I really want to do. And then I'm going to wonder, why can't I make this happen? Like, what's wrong with me that I can't get this work done? When in reality, what's wrong is the hole got poked in your vault and you don't realize it. And so we need to do everything we can do to cover that vault. And sometimes that means don't look at that audience anymore. Stop going to those places to get your worth because it's not going to help you. All you're going to see are other people being very self-absorbed. And that's going to make it hard when you feel like you need this response, or like I was supposed to get this many clicks, or I was supposed to get this many sales. And by the way, the answer is not just care less about the audience. That is not a real thing. If you are wired that way, you can manipulate that. You can develop that. You can grow that, but you cannot just wake up one day and decide you don't care what people think about you if you have some of those high influencing or high relationship building strengths. It's just not realistic. So it's so much better to work with the strength that you already have. But those drains on the vaults are very important because it might feel like a very small thing. Oh, I'm just going to put a tweet up this morning. Oh, let me just post on my Facebook page and then I'll leave it, right? But then you find yourself coming back and coming back and coming back, and you don't even realize until the end of the day how exhausted you are because you haven't been intentionally spending those pennies, or you haven't realized that you're spending the pennies. And so understanding that particular concept is really super important. The drains are big. The smallness of the increment of spending is very important. But then also you can have activities that are dime, quarter, dollar, right? Like that just take more energy to do. And so if I don't have enough energy left over at the end of the day to do something like focus on my taxes because it's been such an awful day, then the only thing that's going to make me do that is pressure, which is why deadlines work so well for some of us, is because we're very pressure prompted. So if I have a big dollar or $2, you know, activity that I know I need to get done, then I'm going to look at that and instinctively I'm going to be like, oh, I don't need to. Nope, that's not good. Oh, that's too energy expensive. So let me just not do that thing. But the pressure overrides that. It forces us to reach into the vault and bring the pennies out. But there's a trick for this. And I want all of us who do this to consciously think about this. So if you remember back to what I said about being on the precipice and knowing that if I do this one thing to feel better, get more energy pennies, I'm going to want to do all of it. And that was an indicator that there might be some burnout happening, or we might be on the way to burnout. That instinct to say, well, I can't do 17 days of documentary watching, or I can't do a whole day of documentary watching, so I'm not even going to watch 10 minutes of one. That kind of black and white thinking can also make us nope out on activities that we could otherwise be doing because the threshold to action is so high. So here's just a for instance. Let's say when I think about writing a book, I get really nervous about it. And so it's like, oh, it's going to be so much work. It's just going to be so much work. And the more that I build that threshold to action in how much work it's going to be, how difficult it's going to be to start, how much time it's going to take me to do, the less likely I am to cross that threshold, because it feels like it's such an energy expensive thing. It feels like writing is a $2 activity. Okay, great. So let's not worry about the writing for a second. Let's just get the manuscript open. And for so many of us, when we get that resistance to, well, I can't open this because then, especially those of us who have strategic or focus or futuristic, because then we start extrapolating all of these things that might possibly happen. Or if we have strategic, we're imagining all the potential things that might go wrong or all the paths that might happen and just how complicated that whole process is going to be. But in reality, we know we have to do it. We know that it's going to take more time than we have. And so that's a given, but then it makes us not want to cross that threshold of action. So I want us to lower the threshold, make some part of it be less energy expensive. So it doesn't feel like if I open the book, I'm going to have to spend 4 hours editing. No, let's just open the manuscript and let's disconnect some of those expectations of how my energy pennies are going to be spent if I do this, because I have a fear module in my brain that's trying to keep me from doing the thing that's scary. So then what I want to do is I want to lower the threshold so that the fear doesn't feel as big and just do something like just open the manuscript. Even if you don't get words written, even if all you do is close it right back up again, let's just open the manuscript, because usually we attach that fear to the first step and then it makes us not even take the first step. And usually the first step isn't as bad as we think it is. So we just need to open the manuscript. In fact, I'm going to sit here and I want you right now, if you're at a computer, to just go open your manuscript. I'm going to do mine. I want you to open your manuscript right now. Nope, I'm not kidding. Open your manuscript. Just click to your file folder and open it up. Hang on, I'm going to do mine. Okay, my manuscript is open and it wasn't that bad. But in my head, when I am assigning a $2 value to the opening of the manuscript, because all the things that are going to come after it are so big, then it makes me not want to do it because it feels like it's going to be so huge. But then once you get the manuscript open, it's fine. It's going to be fine. You know, there's a step-by-step process. You know, it's going to take time. You know, it's going to be expensive in the long run, but there are little things you can do along the way. So some of us just need to learn how, and it is a skill. It is a skill you have to understand and visually see in your head when you're raising that threshold so that it's too high. And why can't I work? Why can't I get work done? Usually because there's so much pain in your brain associated with the work that you don't even want to start. You don't even want to open the manuscript. And that could be produced by an anxiety disorder. And so if you have an anxiety disorder, you need to get that diagnosed by a doctor and work through with a therapist on how to handle it, because this methodology isn't just going to work for you if you have an anxiety disorder, because the anxiety is so much higher and there are other techniques that you need to use to handle that. But for those of us who are not in that place and we're just feeling the fear, but the fear can still spiral, right? It can still make me feel a little bit anxious. So I may need to learn how to lower that threshold of action so that I no longer feel scared to do things like just open my manuscript. In fact, some of us need to do a checklist where the only thing we worry about in the whole day is just get the manuscript open, even if you didn't write in it. So like for me this morning, I usually write for about 2.5 hours to 3 hours every morning, but Tuesdays are hard because I have the clubhouse room at 7 o'clock in the morning. And so in order for me to write for 3 hours, I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning in order to be ready for the clubhouse room. And that's just too early for me. Like 4:30, I could probably handle. But so I'm thinking now all the time, is it better for me to hold on to that 3 hours? Or do I need to maybe say 45 minutes? Could that be enough for me? And everybody will be different, right? For some of us, 45 minutes is not enough. But I keep not wanting to do Tuesdays in my head. And so it's Tuesday. I hadn't even opened my manuscript yet for the day. So maybe some of us, in order to save our energy pennies and to not have to spend pennies in calming ourselves down after we start to get afraid about the manuscript, we need to just set a goal to for the next 30 days to just open my manuscript. And we did this in a month in, I think, June maybe or April of 2021. All we did was say, open your manuscript for 2 minutes. And that was the whole point of the challenge. And it was one of the most productive months that any of us had had in a long time. And we will probably do that 2 minute challenge again in October, November, this fall, because it was so beneficial for people. And I feel like we don't understand sometimes that what's keeping us from doing some of those activities is the assumption in our brain that it's a $2 activity, when in reality, it's a 10 cent and a 10 cent and a 10 cent and a 10 cent and a 10 cent stacked up on each other. So yes, from start to finish, the rest of the process might be a $2 activity. And yes, I don't have the energy to do $2 worth of work today, but do I have 10 cents worth of work right now? Can I lower the threshold and just make myself take action on that one little thing? So for some of us, we need to just open our manuscripts for 2 minutes for the next 30 days. And that's all we need to worry about. We don't need to worry about what we're going to write or whether we're writing or not, because if we get the manuscript open, there's a good chance we'll write if the words are there. And if the words aren't there, then you've done your 2 minutes. You have permission to go think about it, because thinking is working. And you can just leave and your manuscript and not come back to it. That's fine. But it is so important for us to understand what's going on in our brain. This is part of why the Dear Writer, You're Doing It Wrong, a Dear Writer, You're Doing It Right books were such an important addition to the pantheon of Better Faster Academy material, because understanding what it is that's going on in your brain when you think you're doing something wrong is so important. And for me, the deconstruction that I'm somehow choosing to be lazy or that I'm stupid because I can't make certain things happen is the most important deconstruction I have done in my entire adult life of personal development. The most important. So the reason I wanted to talk about energy pennies today, though, is because we are doing an exercise on the Patreon this month where we are talking about energy pennies by domain, how to make energy pennies specifically by domain in our Clifton Strengths work. So we're taking all the different executing strengths, all the different relationship building, strategic thinking, and influencing strengths, and trying to talk through how might I make some energy pennies with each one of these, strengths. And so for right now, we're doing just energy pennies in September, and you can join our Patreon. There will be a link in the show notes, but it's patreon.com/BeccaSyme, BeccaSyme. And if you're hearing this in September of 2020, we're right in the middle of doing these topical calls. You join at the insiders level and higher in order to make that happen. And the videos will be there even if you're hearing this after September of 2021. But we're right in the middle of this process right now on the Patreon when we're doing this live. And so I hope that you will come over and check that out if you feel like you need to understand your energy pennies better. So let's talk quickly about how to make pennies. Not all of us can tell initially when we are doing our penny production, like when we're looking at this is costing me and this is gaining. Not all of us can tell right away, but for some of us we can. And I want you to be on the lookout for this. In like your throat and chest area, like this kind of section of your body, there's a feeling of excitement that you get where it's, so it's either here or here would be my assumption just based on, again, how people describe it. There's a center of energy production that gets excited when you're doing things that are helping you to build energy. If you're less in touch with your body, it might be harder to feel where this is. And so there are a couple of other ways to think about it, but that's the biggest one, is that you get excited. I get excited just doing podcasts like this because I so love talking about these things and being able to help authors be more successful and answer questions that people are asking that they don't even sometimes know they're asking, right? I love that. And I can feel it in my body. I can feel that level of excitement in my body because I just get so happy doing it. And I know that these quick casts produce energy for me. And I also know that they spend energy. How do I know that? Because I'm tired when I finish them, which is just, you know, the most Becca thing ever. I love, love, love all of the communication and the talking, but it also tires me out. So it might be a wash a little bit with energy for me, but it's worth it. But I can feel in my own body, the different forms of energy, like the relaxation energy is a little bit lower in my body when I feel like, oh, I'm, you know, it's the end of the day and I'm watching something on YouTube TV or on Netflix and I feel really relaxed and everything, the work is finished. And I get a different feeling when I check things off of my list and I get a different feeling, right? Because that achiever is the checker offer. And so I want you to look at your full 34 report of your Clifton strengths because it's individualized. And I want you to look at the different activities that are in there that say, because of your strengths, you might, or because of your strengths, you. And I want you to just highlight all of those different or underline all of those different sentences. That's where we want to look first for how to produce energy pennies for ourselves. And I know I said this in the I'm tired, Becca, but I think it bears repeating because some of us are just like, oh, I don't want to do that, or it's so much work. But I mean, you could come to the Patreon topical calls if you want to, and hopefully those will help as well. But it is an easy shortcut to go to your Clifton Strengths top 10, really, and look for those activities that you do that fill you up. And if you're high in election and you see things like, I like to be alone with my thoughts and I like to think, and you see that you're in a season where you're not getting as much of that, you need to go make time to do that for yourself because it's going to produce energy for you. And chances are it's going to solve a lot more problems as well. So I want you, that's your homework for today. I want you to take your full 34 report and sit down with it and underline or highlight those sentences that tell you what the behaviors are when you're acting in your highest strengths and pick the ones that resonate with you and then make time for yourself to do those things. That is the other really important piece. Make time for yourself to do those things. So, okay. I want to thank you all for being here today. I'm very excited about what we're doing next in the QuickCast. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here this week. I am very excited about where we're headed in the Better Faster Academy and all the things that we have happening coming up. And I hope that this has been helpful for you. And I hope this Energy Pennies video or Energy Pennies discussion has been helpful. And I hope that it will continue to be helpful if you re-listen to it or if you come back to this again in the future. And hello to all of you in the future who are watching or listening to this. So thank you so much again for being here. And I will see you on the next QuickCast. Bye, everybody.